thing that's going on up here. Maybe our reputation will scare them into letting us slide through.
Think so? It sounded like a nice idea.
No. Frogface, get over here. Acts like a damned kid getting into things. Frogface, I want you to stick with Croaker. You do what he tells you, just like if he was me. Got it? You don't, and I'll paddle your butt. For all its talents, the imp had the mind of a 5-year-old, with an attention span to match. It told One Eye it would behave and help me, but I did not expect that to be easy. I went down to the wharf and accepted 32 recruits into our brotherhood of arms. Magaba was so pleased I thought he might hug me. They were a damned impressive 32 men, every one a monster and as quick and lithe as a cat. If they were the mongrel children of the men who had served in Geazli, what must those old-timers have been like? First thing after I swore them in, Mogaba asked if it was all right if his caste brothers did guard duty aboard the other boats, so they could tell their sons that they had followed the Hajj as far as the Third Cataract. Sure, why not? Mogaba and his boys had my head spinning. For the first time since I got stiffed with the job, I really felt like I was the captain. The gang dispersed to get their gear and to spread the good news. I noted the master of the barge watching from up forward. He was wearing a big, poo-eating grin. Things were going just dandy for his crowd. They thought they had us by the short hairs and broken to the bridle.
Hey, Croaker, here comes your prodigal girlfriend.
You too, pup. I had to toss you in the river. If I could run the imp down, he had the energy of a 5-year-old, too. I spotted her by the commotion she caused, or the lack of it. Where she passed, men paused to look and sigh and shake their heads wistfully. It did not occur to them to whistle, catcall, or make crude remarks. I looked around and picked a victim. Mergen. Mergen ambled over. What do you need? When Lady gets here, show her her quarters. The attached room is for her guests. I thought, don't think, just do. I made myself scarce. I was not yet ready for the inevitable battle.
Chapter 19. The River. Night on the river. A moon splattering the dark mirror of water, a stillness at times almost supernatural, then the cacophony of a festival in hell. Crocodiles grunting, 50 kinds of frogs singing, birds hooting and squawking, hippos snorting, the gods only knew what all, and bugs buzzing. The bugs were almost as bad as they had been in the jungle. They would get worse once we entered the wetlands farther south. The river was said to flow imperceptibly through a swamp 10 to 80 miles wide and 300 miles long. Here the west bank was still tame. The east was 3/4 wild. The people we saw watching from boats in the mouths of sloughs and creeks were as poorly tamed as their land. I was assured that they, living in the shadow of the city, were harmless. When they came whooping out, it was to hawk crocodile hides and parrot feather cloaks. On impulse, I bought one of the cloaks, the biggest and most outrageously colorful one available. It must have weighed 60 pounds. Wearing it, I